Well, I didn't quite see it that way. I thought that the benefit to a private interest, read General Motors, for private interest was a little more than incidental. And so it was necessary that we get out an opinion, the majority opinion, that simply is a per curiam opinion of the court, not terribly long, probably not more than 15 pages or so. And it ends up that it is concurred in by, concurred in by Justices Coleman, Kavanaugh, Williams, Levin, and Blair Moody, who incidentally had replaced Justice Lindemer at this juncture on the court, concurring in that. And I then, very rapidly, had, once I knew how the court was going to come down and what reasoning they were going to use, I had to get a fast dissent out. And so my dissent starts out simply by saying that this court today decides that the power of eminent domain permits the taking of private property with the object of transferring it to another private property for the purpose of constructing and operating a factory, on the ground that the unemployment and other economic benefits of this privately operated industrial facility are such as to satisfy the public use requirement for the exercise of the eminent domain power. Because I believe the proposed condemnation clearly exceeds the government authority to take private property through the power of eminent domain, I dissent. And then went into about a 7 or 8 page dissent. Well, Justice Ryan concurred with me and signed my opinion. Well, then later, we'd had the whole thing out. I mean, there was the vote, 5-2, with a majority opinion and a dissenting opinion. And Justice Ryan then, as anybody can do, was able to write a much longer opinion and go into all of the facts of what had happened in this. I had simply come down with the legal reasoning and not gone a great deal into the facts of the situation. So the vote was 5-2, and Mr. Ryan later filed his own dissenting opinion, a phrase from which has become quite famous, what General Motors wants, General Motors gets. That's contained in his dissenting opinion. But at any rate, we had fulfilled the requirements of the what the Supreme Court's there for by having heard the case argued one day, and 10 days later we had an opinion by the majority and a dissent out, and Justice Ryan was able to file his dissent. I think it was maybe a month or 6 weeks when he filed his.
Now that's
which, of course, had no change.
A little unusual, is it not?
Well, ordinarily, yes, but there simply wasn't time, and he was free. I did not sign his dissent, not that I didn't think it was okay, but he did use a little different reasoning in the thing, and actually what he did more than anything else was flesh out the entire situation, which, from a short majority and a short dissent, is a little bit hard to get all of the background of the case in either one of them. So his dissent serves the purpose, if you read that, of laying out the entire history of this quick take statute and the actions of the city of Detroit in condemning property and so forth. Well, I don't know. There are still Poll Town cases on award of damages still in the courts today. This is 1990. So, at any rate, I think that probably was the most significant case that I had a connection with while I was on the court. Was the Poll Town case, in which I dissented at the time, and the majority and much of the media thought, well, let's just forget about that constitutional provision that private property shall not be taken for private purposes.